Next day Mike and Ri were accompanying Ming Rong again. They were standing near a big shopping center when a woman came to them.
"Can you help me please?" she asked.
"Sure, madam." "What has happened?" Ming Rong asked.
"My mobile phone is gone. I think it has been stolen."
"Has it been used today?" the policeman asked.
"It had been used by me before I went out of the shopping center," she answered.
"Let's get inside," Ming Rong said. They went into the shopping center and looked around. There were many people there.
"Let's try an old trick," Ming Rong said, taking out his own phone.
"What is your telephone number?" he asked the woman. She said, and he called her telephone number. A mobile telephone rang not far from them. They went to the place where it was ringing. There was a queue there. A man in the queue looked at the policeman and then quickly turned his head away. The policeman came closer, listening carefully. The telephone was ringing in the man's pocket.
"Excuse me," Ming Rong said.
The man looked at him.
"Excuse me, your telephone is ringing," Ming Rong said.
"Where?" the man said.
"Here, in your pocket," Ming Rong said.
"No, it is not," the man said.
"Yes, it is," Ming Rong said. "It is not mine," the man said.
"Then whose telephone is ringing in your pocket?" Ming Rong asked.
"I do not know," the man answered.
"Let me see, please," Ming Rong said, and took the telephone out of the man's pocket.
"Oh, it is mine," the woman cried.
"Take your telephone, madam," Ming Rong said, giving it to her.
"May I, sir?"
Ming Rong asked and put his hand in the man's pocket again. He took out another telephone, and then one more.
"Are they not yours either?" Ming Rong asked the man.
The man shook his head, looking away.
"What strange telephones," Ming Rong cried.
They ran away from their owners and jumped into the pockets of this man. And now they are ringing in his pockets, aren't they?
"Yes, they are," the man said.
"You know, my job is to protect people. And I will protect you from them. Get in my car and I will bring you to the place where no telephone can jump in your pocket."
"We go to the police station," the policeman said.
Then he took the man by the arm and took him to the police car.
"I like silly criminals," Ming Rong Cho smiled after they had taken the thief to the police station.
"Have you met smart ones?" Ri asked.
"Yes, I have. But very seldom," the policeman answered, "because it is very hard to catch a smart criminal."
Meanwhile, two men came into Export Bank. One of them took a place in a queue. Another one came up to the cash register and gave a paper to the cashier. The cashier took the paper and read,
"Dear sir, this is a robbery of Export Bank. Give me all the cash. If you do not, then I will use my gun. Thank you. Sincerely yours, Wei."
"I think I can help you," the cashier said, pressing secretly the alarm button. "But the money had been locked by me in the safe yesterday. The safe has not been opened yet." I will ask somebody to open the safe and bring the money. Okay?
Okay. But do it quickly. The robber answered.
Shall I make you a cup of coffee while the money is being put in bags? The cashier asked.
No, thank you.
Just money, the robber answered.
The radio in the police car PO7 began to talk, "Attention all the patrols. We have got a robbery alarm from Export Bank."
PO7 got it, Sergeant Cho answered. He stepped on the gas up to the stop and the car started quickly. When they drove up to the bank, there was no other police car yet.
We will make an interesting report if we go inside, Ree said.
You guys do what you need.
And I will come inside through the back door, Sergeant Cho said. He took out his gun and went quickly to the back door of the bank.
Ree and Mike came into the bank through the central door. They saw a man standing near the cash register. He put one hand in his pocket and looked around. The man who came with him stepped away from the queue and came up to him.
Where is the money? He asked Wei.
Dong, the cashier has said that it is being put in bags, another robber answered.
I am tired of waiting, Dong said.
He took out a gun and pointed it to the cashier. Bring all the money now, the robber cried at the cashier. Then he went to the middle of the room and cried, listen all. This is a robbery. Nobody move. At this moment somebody near the cash register moved.
The robber with the gun without looking shot at him.
Another robber fell on the floor and cried, Dong! You silly monkey! Damn it! You have shot me!
Oh, Wei! I did not see that it was you, Dong said.
At this moment the cashier quickly ran out.
The cashier has run away and the money has not been taken here yet. Dong cried to Wei, the police may arrive soon. What shall we do?
Take something big, break the glass and take the money.
Quickly! Wei cried.
Dong took a metal chair and hit the glass of the cash register. It was of course not usual glass and it did not break. But the chair went back by ricochet and hit the robber on the head. He fell on the floor unconsciously.
At this moment Sergeant Cho ran inside and quickly put handcuffs on the robbers.
He turned to Ree and Mike.
I did say, most criminals are just silly, he said.